Welcome to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace, a designated space in your life to receive encouragement, equipping, empowerment, and hopefully even entertainment. You guessed it, with that alliterative intro for ease, I'm a former pastor's wife and homeschool mom. But also, I've been a holistic wellness coach specializing in mysterious, hopeless situations by actively partnering with the Holy Spirit in my work since 2006. If you're looking for a unique approach to integrating wellness of spirit, soul, and body from a Christian perspective, you are in the right place. My southern accent shares my Arkansas roots, but these days my home is in Alaska. I'm tickled pink for you to join me today. Let's get started. Welcome back to Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. I am tickled pink to be with you today. And today we are tackling a different kind of podcast episode. This one's going to be a little different. If you've listened to episode 3, it's going to be kind of like that. And this wasn't an idea that I've always had or I heard from someone else. But after I recorded the first episode on forgiving other people, after I had completely recorded the episode, moved on with my life, I really felt like the Holy Spirit dropped it into my mind and into my spirit to come back and do another episode on forgiving other people. This one's about forgiving yourself, but that one, just to give you a little backstory, was about forgiving other people and not just like, here's how we can go about that. Here's why we do that. But actually walking through the very prayer that I have led people through since 2010. And so today is kind of like part two to the last episode where we talked about when the hardest person to forgive is you. Do you know what I'm talking about? I kind of think you do, or you wouldn't be here. It is super common for it to be easier to forgive other people. But when it comes around to being in a place where we feel like we can give ourselves the gift of forgiveness, it just seems to be harder. And so that's what I talked about in the last episode. But today is going to be an activation episode. And by that, I mean, all we're going to do here today is pray. And I love this saying. I learned this from a mentor. His name is Art Mathias. And I love the saying, nothing happens until we pray. Or you could say nothing changes until we pray. And so I love to pray. I love to pray because I love to see God move. And that is part of the work that I do. It's something that I've gotten to experience over the years as both a church planter, as a just, you know, basic Jesus freak, and really enjoying partnering with the Holy Spirit and letting Him do the work that only He can do. And seeing Him do in a moment, in one moment of an encounter with somebody, seeing him do something in a moment that could take any other modality years and years and years, if ever. I love it. And so today, let's go ahead and dive into forgiving ourselves. Now, when we make a decision, because it is a decision, when we make a decision to forgive ourselves, it is not from a place of feeling, although we may kind of feel in the mood to do it, right? But it really is a decision. It's saying, I have come to a point where I recognize this thing that I'm holding against myself is not serving me. It is not serving other people. And it is not even honoring God. usually, if not always, at the root of an issue where we need to forgive ourselves, there's also an opportunity for us to repent to the Father and say, hey, will you forgive me? I have gotten off on this situation. I am off track. I am off base. Will you forgive me? And I purpose and choose to forgive myself. I purpose, like I'm doing this on purpose. I'm choosing whether I feel like it or I don't feel like it. That's a little bit about the kind of work we're going to do here today. It is my hope. It is my goal. It is our purpose here together that this is an episode that you can actually watch parts of it over and over and over again as many times as you need to or want to do the work to get the transformation in your own life that you desire. So what we're going to do next is I'm going to lead you through a prayer. Now, if you're driving, do not close your eyes, right? Like, you know that. You're like, girl, I know that. What I'm not going to say is you can't do this when you're driving because you 100% can do this when you're driving. You can also totally do this in a place where you are by yourself. But if you're out and about and something comes up and you do something or you don't do something that you wish you did or you didn't do or whatever it is, you can actually do this like when there are other people around. I recommend maybe stepping into the ladies' room or something, but this is a prayer that you can do anytime, any place. And when you do, things change. And one of the things that changes is you. It's you. It's the Holy Spirit encountering you, you encountering the Holy Spirit and letting him make a change where he removes the hurt from some kind of situation, where he replaces a lie that you have been believing at some level, replaces that lie with truth. And in a moment, there can be healing. So after we pray, after I walk you through this prayer, I'm going to be quiet for about a minute, and then I'll walk you through the same prayer another time. I'll be quiet for about a minute. We'll do it probably 3 or 4 times here so that if you have made a list of things that you have purposed to forgive yourself for, you can just listen to this and we can walk through it together. Excuse me. Okay. So I'm going to have you repeat after me. And this is a prayer that is also loosely found in my book called Healthy Body, 12 Principles for Peace, Health, and Crazy Joy. And you can hear how those words all kind of come together in this podcast, the Peace, Health, and Joy podcast with me. And 12 Principles for Peace, Health, and Crazy Joy. It's kind of a theme in my life. And so in the book, I go deeper into forgiving ourselves, forgiving other people. And this prayer is actually loosely, okay? So I paraphrased over the years. I wrote that book years ago, and I'm constantly tweaking things like you do too in your own life that make it feel like it's doing a little more like what I want things to be. So here is the prayer. And if you want to, you can just repeat this after me. And then if you're ready, at the end, we're just going to listen for about a minute. And during that time, the Holy Spirit may bring to mind another thought. He might bring to mind a picture in your mind's eye. Rarely, but sometimes people actually feel like they hear something with their, you know, ears. Sometimes people will report just a feeling, a sense of feeling lighter, a sense of feeling a release, a sense of feeling a peace that they didn't feel before. It could bring up all kinds of things, and none of them are scary. All of them are purposed to draw you closer to the heart of the Father who loves you so fiercely. So let's go ahead and let's start walking through the prayer because nothing changes until we pray. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for, say the thing and be specific, I purpose and choose to forgive myself. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all Satan's authority over me in this situation because it is forgiven and I am free. Holy Spirit, heal my heart and show me the truth about this situation. And we're just going to pause here and you're going to listen and I'm going to be quiet. Okay, what's going on? What has come to mind? If you're home or somewhere where you have a notebook and you can jot these things down that come to mind after you pray through it, that could become a treasure that you could revisit time and again in the future if you want to, or you could just burn the thing, right? Some people feel like, oh, I want to keep this list. I want to keep a record of my testimony of God's faithfulness in this situation. And other people are like, girl, when I get this work done, I am going to burn the thing. You know what? They're both okay. This is your journey in your way, in your timing. I'm here for it, however you want to roll. Okay. So that was the first time. We're going to go through that same prayer. And it occurs to me as I was sitting there silently, you know what? You can go through this. I'll go through it a couple more times, but you can pause it. You can pause this episode. You can rewind it a little bit. We can go through it as many times together as you need. And there's nothing special about going through it with me. But some people find, and I know there are certain situations I find, it's helpful to feel like there's another person in my space with me, even if virtually, as I'm working through certain kinds of things. So I'm here for you, okay? So let's go ahead. We'll walk through that same prayer again. If you're not ready to move on, that's okay. Pause the episode and turn it off. Come back when you're good and ready. But I'll go ahead and walk through this a couple more times with you. Okay, so repeat after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for, say the thing and be specific. I purpose and choose to forgive myself. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all Satan's authority over me in this situation because it is forgiven. I am forgiven and I am free. Holy Spirit, heal my heart and show me the truth about this situation. And we're just going to pause and be quiet. Let him minister to you for about a minute or so. Okay, what's coming up for you? What's come to mind? Write it down. And when you're ready, we'll pray again. Now, I should probably go ahead and just give you a little heads up. You might have assumed this. You might have guessed this, but I want to leave it here. I am praying for you. As you're listening to this episode, I'm recording this episode on March 5th, 2023. Whether you're listening to this when this episode drops later this week, whether you're listening to this next year, oh, I said 2023. It is actually 2024. It is March 5th, 2024. Oh my gosh. Ah, I'm fine. You're fine. We're all fine. It's fine. But anyway, whether you're listening to this next week, this week, in 2 years, in 10 years, I'm thinking about you and I'm praying for you as you listen. I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will touch you and that you will know that He's with you, that He's for you, that He wants to love on you, that He wants to draw you closer to His heart. Gosh, we are so extravagantly loved. And I hope you're feeling that as we go through this journey together. So let's go through this prayer one more time. And then I'm going to wrap up today's episode and just leave it with you to come back to as often as you want to. Or maybe you're listening and you're like, you know, I'm really not there yet. I'm not ready. I might encourage you. You don't have to wait until you feel ready. This can truly be a decision. You may not feel it at all, but there is something to the obedience of just doing the thing, whether you feel like it or you don't feel like it. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can work through it anyway, and He wants to, and He's ready when you're ready, or approximately 10 seconds before you're ready. So, okay, let's go ahead and let's go through one more time the prayer to forgive ourselves. This could be for something we've done. It could be for something we didn't do. It could be for something we wish we did. It could be something that we did a long, long time ago. It could be something we did 5 minutes ago. In any event, it is powerful. Every time we walk through this prayer together, it is powerful. So here we go. One more time. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I purpose and choose to forgive myself for, say the thing, be specific. You know what? I'm going to start again. But we don't have to edit that part out because what just happened is I'm actually real. And I embrace that. I am not perfect. Although for the first 42 years of my life, I tried real, real hard to be perfect. But I actually just missed the first part of that prayer. So let's just start again. So if you're already like in the flow, it's okay. It's okay. God's flexible. But let's do this. Let's do this again. And let's just do this again. Let's start again. So, Heavenly Father, forgive me for the thing. Be specific. I purpose and choose to forgive myself. In the name of Jesus, I cancel all Satan's authority over me in this situation, because I am forgiven and I am free. Holy Spirit, heal my heart and show me the truth about this situation. We're just going to pause for about a minute. So what's going on? What is coming to mind? What are you feeling? Write it down. You can repeat this prayer a bazillion times. Do you know I still read it almost every time I go through it, unless I'm out and about and I don't have it with me, and then I totally freestyle and it still works. But I still read it every time. Why? Because to me, this is spiritual warfare. And there's an enemy who would love for me to get all tangled up in my thoughts, get distracted, forget something, kind of like what happened there as we started that last prayer. I think I kind of came out of the chute, you know, bucking a different direction. But I may go back and listen to that recording and go, oh, I was totally fine. It was totally fine. In any event, we just started over, and that's okay. Not too long ago, I learned the value of progress over perfection. Making progress. Doing the best you can with what you have in this moment, knowing that one day your best might look different. And that was so freeing for me. And I believe it might be freeing for somebody who's listening to this right now. It might help you get some freedom there too. Making a little bit of progress over time all adds up to bigger progress. It's the same way whether we're praying through situations that have happened in our lives in the past, whether we are tackling new fitness goals, whether we're trying to go to new levels with our business or at our workplace. No matter what it is, it's super easy for some people to get snaggled in between their ears with a goal, if not illusion, of perfection. And a lot of times that sense of I have to try harder, that striving, that pushing, that no matter how much I do, it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be good enough. I'm not good enough. That is going to hold us back in the form of perfectionism. And when I say it holds us back, you think, oh no, girl, if I keep pushing, if you keep pushing over time, if you push past what your body can do, if you push past what your own capacity is, you know, here and there from time to time, it may serve you. But there are situations, I was one of them, and I have worked with an unbelievable number of others, where there comes a point and the body just says, I just can't. And it could look a whole lot of different ways. But when we give ourselves the gift of forgiveness, when we choose to forgive ourselves for falling short, for missing the mark, for just plain old messing up, for doing something that we just cannot even believe we did, and we give ourselves forgiveness without judgment, it changes things. And the biggest thing it changes is us. And it changes our relationship with the Father who loves us so dearly. So I hope this has been encouraging to you today. I hope that this will be an episode you'll come back to, and that you will listen as many times as you need to, as many times as it feels helpful, to walk through your own journey toward peace, health, and crazy joy. Have a wonderful week. I will see you right back here next Friday. This has been Peace, Health, and Joy with Diana Wallace. Thanks for spending some time with me today. If this episode was encouraging to you, will you please do a couple things? One, leave me a review so other people can find this podcast. And two, subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until we meet again, I'm praying your week ahead is stuffed full with peace, health, and joy.